It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, the Emmy Awards were last night. Dan, did you watch? I know the answer to this question. You never watched.
I tuned in for maybe 10 minutes.
I thought maybe you would tune in.
Most of which were commercials.
I thought you would tune in because you like Nate Bargatze.
I do.
And he was hosting.
That's why I tuned in to try to see him, and I watched 10 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes were commercials, and the other five I didn't
see
anybody.
I thought he was pretty funny. I thought he was funny last night.
Yeah, I laughed. Funny.
Like, I thought he was good.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen some things online saying he was a little underwhelming whatever, but he's not a conventional...
No.
You know, host, because he's not controversial.
No.
You know, he's very safe,
yeah.
You know.
Keep
but he
it
was
clean,
great.
Keep
he was
fun.
Funny.
Yeah.
He was great.
Love that guy.
So, it was a good show, though, I thought. I watched a lot of TV, though, so I knew a lot of the shows.
I didn't know anybody. I saw the entire category be read. I didn't know any of the actors.
No.
I didn't know any of the shows.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. So the Emmy Awards are an extensive range of awards for artistic and technical merit for the television industry. Now, there's a number of annual Emmy Award ceremonies, but we really only hear about two, and that would be the Primetime Emmy Awards, which was last night, and the Daytime Emmy Awards,
sure.
is like soap operas and...
What are the other ones? The overnight
like
infomercials?
So the other ones include the Children's and Family Emmy Awards, the Sports Emmy Awards, News and Documentary Emmy Awards, the Technology and Engineering Emmy Awards, and the Primetime Engineering Emmy Awards. So you see why none of those are televised, really.
I do. I really do.
Yeah. So the Los Angeles-based Academy of Television Arts and Sciences established the Emmy Award as part of an image-building and public relations opportunity.
Oh.
The Emmy statuette depicting a winged woman holding an atom was designed by a television engineer named Louis McManus, who used his wife as the model.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so there she is.
Do we know her name?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Mrs. McManus. Yeah.
That's how she'll be known.
The Academy of Television Arts and Sciences apparently rejected 47 proposals before settling on McManus's design in 1948.
Wow.
When deciding on a name for the award, the name Ike was originally suggested, and that was a nickname for the television iconoscope tube in the TV, yeah. However, Ike was also the popular nickname of World War II hero and future U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Sure, so they
said and so they wanted something a little bit more unique. So finally, the name Emmy was suggested, and that was a term commonly used for the image orthicon tube that was used in early cameras.
So when you're saying Emmy, you're with an I.
With an I.
I-M-M-Y?
And after Emmy was chosen, it was later feminized to Emmy to match the statuette.
Feminized it. Good.
That's right.
Good.
Each Primetime Emmy statuette weighs 6 pounds, 12 and a half ounces, and is made of copper, nickel, silver, and gold. Mm. It stands 15 and a half inches tall with a base diameter of 7.5 inches. Each takes 5.5 hours to make and is handled with white gloves to prevent fingerprints. You don't want to hand it off with fingerprints on it. The Primetime Emmy statues are manufactured by R.S. Owens & Company, based in Chicago, Illinois, which was also charged with manufacturing the Academy Award statues until 2016.
Now, what happened then?
I don't know. They switched.
They switched?
They switched manufacturers,
outsourced it
I guess.
To China, maybe?
I don't think so. I think it's still somewhere here in the States, but
oh,
I don't
good.
Know. Yeah.
Good.
The first Emmy ceremony took place on January 25th, 1949, at the Hollywood Athletic Club. Tickets were $5, and only 6 awards were presented, so they were much, much shorter.
Not sure I'd pay $5.
But. Yeah. A ventriloquist named Shirley Dinsdale has the distinction of receiving the very first Emmy Award for Most Outstanding Television Personality during that first award ceremony.
You know what?
Maybe the only ventriloquist to win.
I'd rather watch a ventriloquist, I'll be honest.
Would you?
I think ventriloquists are funny.
Yeah, okay, sure.
If it's done well.
The Emmys originally honored shows produced and aired locally in the Los Angeles area, but soon expanded to a national event in 1952 to honor shows aired nationwide on broadcast television. Cable programs first became eligible for the Primetime Emmys in 1988. So, not that really long ago.
No.
Original online-only streaming television programs then became eligible in 2013. And that's pretty much all that wins now are the streaming shows.
And TV is like, why did we let them do that?
Yeah, right? So, Emmy voting is a 2-round peer-based process by members of the Television Academy. The voting body consists of over 26,000 members divided into 31 peer groups representing different television industry professions. So members of each peer group vote on nominations and categories specific to their profession. So like directors vote for directors and, you know, engineers vote for engineers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All members can vote for nominations in the 14 best program categories. The final voting to determine the winners is then held in August.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. How, so, wait, how do they vote? Can we ask that? Do we? Is it like
I think it online. I don't know.
Online?
Log in? I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh. To date, only one First Lady of the United States has won an Emmy.
Oh.
And that was Jackie Kennedy.
Oh, did she
really? Okay. Received a special trustees award for her famous televised tour of the White House in 1962.
Okay.
And Lady Bird Johnson accepted the statuette on Kennedy's behalf.
Okay.
The most Emmy nominated individual of all time. Who do you think that is?
Is it somebody I'm going to know?
Yeah, I think so. You would probably never guess it, but
no.
It's Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
With a whopping total of 107 nominations.
And how many wins?
I don't really know.
We
a
don't
lot,
know?
Though. A lot.
Okay.
But SNL has the most wins for a television program or series with 95.
Oh, yeah.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Netflix is the streaming service that has won the most Emmys, holding the record for the most wins in 2021 when it won 44 awards.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
Last night, I feel like a lot of Apple TV shows won last night.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, Severance and the Pitts HBO, but yeah.
As Movie Josh says about the programs on the Apple streaming service,
yeah.
A lot of money goes into those shows.
Yeah.
Not a lot of money comes back. But they...
Well, but they win awards.
But they win awards.
So
yeah.
I guess that's cool.
Yeah. And they're made of copper, and you melt that down and get more
money. Yeah, absolutely.
You picked out a record to go along with the Emmys, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So the comedy series with the most nominations ever is Cheers.
Ah.
So we're going to play the Cheers theme song.
Great show.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Gary Portnoy, the name on that one. It's the theme to Cheers. Of course, that's a long version with a little extra bonus verse or two thrown in. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Cheers is the most Emmy-nominated comedy series. They have 117 nominations.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the Emmys because they were last night.
Last night. There were three things to take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The name Emmy comes from a camera tube.
A ventriloquist won the first Emmy in 1949.
And Jackie Kennedy is the only First Lady to win an Emmy.
There you go. Did you say there was a lady ventriloquist, by the way? I think
it was.
So the first Emmy was won by a lady.
Shirley Dinsdale.
Look at that. Shirley Dinsdale. How about that? Very nice. Good for her. Good for Shirley Dinsdale.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Emmys. Sarah, formerly known as Emmys, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
But you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook.
It certainly unravels,
Along with the images to go along with what we're talking about. And catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner channel, and learn at your own pace. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Got a full week ahead of Wikis, and we're starting with the Emmys.
That's right.
All right, very good. Traffic and weather coming up. Paul McCartney, the Eagles, and more as we work our way to 5 o'clock and the legendary drive at 5.